Right now, I'd like to do an acapella song. I wrote this for my father, who grew up on the Mississippi River, and my grandfather and my grandmother, of course, who grew up on the Mississippi River as well. And they would always take us to down to St. Louis, right around August. I don't know if you've ever been to St. Louis in August, but it's pretty much the worst part of the time to go to St. Louis. And then, you know, they would drive us all around East St. Louis, which, of you know, even back in the 70s, not a great place to get out of your car. Very, like the Bronx, kind of a little, this is where you went to high school. Should we take a picture? I'm like, nope, I'm good. I don't know. But anyway, they would always drive us up to Hannibal, where Mark Twain wrote, you know, all of his books, and or at least Tom Sawyer and stuff. And it's like, you know, we do this every other year, and my dad's dragging us out of the car, like, take a picture by the fence. I'm like, we did that like 2 years ago. Enough with the freaking fence. I get it. You know, Tom Sawyer was a grifter. I get it. No, but he made the other guys pay. I know. I get it. He's kind of an asshole. But anyway, I wrote this about a guy who lived in a small town, never left his whole life. I could use some echo from the house, by the way, for this one, maybe. Well, I grew up in Hannibal, and I watched this river flow. I made it down to Independence once for a dog and a pony show. And they buried me at 70 at St. Jonas on the ridge. Underneath a shade tree, half a mile from the bridge. The winter gone, here it comes, this Minnesota snow that brought this raging river down. The banks have breached their shores, and this little plot where I lay resting is now the bottom of the creek. Until I started rising, I joined the river and her fleet. I was finally out there, this Mississippi heading south. It took 70 years in a coffin, but I finally made it out. St. Louis on my right, I see Memphis on my left. I can't wait to see New Orleans and be with all the rest. Maybe settle down in a bayou with a view out of the sea, at least until a hurricane come and rescue me. So settle in, we're moving through the Gulf of Mexico. Maybe sail around the world, I really wouldn't know. It doesn't matter where I'm going, I'll just enjoy the ride. I wish I'd done this years ago when I was alive. So ready all the sails, for we're setting out to be. And if the young ones come to visit, just point out at the sea.